Welcome to Purity in Christ. I am Joycea Bell. Thank you for listening in. This is week one of our Refresh series. Episode one, I Am God's Gift. This is particularly for ages 13 through 17. Well, let's get started. In the summertime, on hot summer days, whatever you're doing, what do you like to drink to cool off? Well, in the heat of life and crazy interactions and relationships with other people, we need to be reminded of how God sees us. So listen up. Think about this. Get in your mind something that you did that you were very proud of. Was it a piece of art, a good grade, a project, a song, poetry, or rap, or even simply a great day at your job for those of you that are working? Think about three reasons why it's special to you. What does it mean to you? It's valuable to you because what? Well, let me share about something very valuable to me. I never really considered myself good at drawing. I could do a little something when I felt it, but otherwise, nah, right? Well, my seventh grade art teacher gave us a drawing assignment. She said, draw a self-portrait of how you think you would look in the future or something that you want to be in the future. Well, I started drawing. I had always wanted, get this, a husband and children. Sounds simple enough, right? So I drew. I started to draw myself as a bride. I started to struggle with it. We were using chalk, but first I had to sketch it with pencils, so my teacher saw me struggling to shape the nose just right. She helped me, and then I filled the portrait in with the colored chalk. I was in seventh grade, and at the time of this podcast, it is 2022, and seventh grade, let's just say, was a long time ago, friends. I still have my portrait, and you know what? It's put away safe and out of the way so it doesn't get touched, smeared, torn, none of that. I've even asked people over the years, how do I protect or preserve my drawing? As a matter of fact, not many people, if anyone, has ever even handled it at all. I don't even pull it out to show anyone. It's special to me because it's a drawing by me, of me, about me. It doesn't matter what other people think. So, back to you. What is that special thing that you did? What is that special thing that you were so proud of and that made you feel so valuable? We'll take a quick 30-second break while you think about three reasons. Give it a few reasons. Why your story is so valuable to you. Write it down and keep it in a folder or even on your device. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. So, what was it that you are so proud of? It doesn't matter how it sounds to others. Remember, it was special and meaningful to you, right? Well, these Purity in Christ podcasts are all about remembering that we are just that special and unique to the Father God. He is the creator of the universe, and he is the creator of all mankind. So here we go, real quick. In the Bible, Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise thee, meaning God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Well, let me read this with some words that we all love to use nowadays. Listen to it again. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. That is Taylor's translation of the Bible. Well, guess what? You are amazing. You are a miracle. You're God's miracle. It doesn't matter what other people, enemies, haters, or negative social media tell you. And it's all because of God. Go back to where you wrote about what you were proud of and write down this scripture we just read, Psalm 139:14. Highlight it. Go back and write in the verse from either your Bible or someone else's Bible, or just play back this episode and write it down. And hey, Guess what? Go to our Instagram and share what your special accomplishment was. Follow us at PURITYINCHR. That's PURITYINCHR. And until next week, write down or type into your phone other things that come to mind that can help you remember the amazing gift you are to God and to other people. And have an amazing day.